That is true. Well, you know what is a home run kind of segment? I know that's a hell of a segue. A Would You Rather Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It's hump day, like I alluded to start the podcast, which felt like 3 hours ago. I'm pretty sure we're going on an hour right now. But obviously, it's Wednesday, a Would You Rather Wednesday segment. Pretty plain and simple. We ask each other, what would you rather do in this scenario, A or B? I'll go first. This one's pretty simple. I thought about this while driving back at 2 in the morning from Kansas City. Would you rather it always be daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Nighttime.
I am a nighttime guy.
You're a night owl, aren't you?
I am.
I love that.
I absolutely am. You know, I mentioned it several times on the podcast. I work overnights a lot here on the weekends, Friday nights into Saturday mornings. And I love it. I do. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. It's like the way my body is wired. I've always been that way for as long as I can remember. I have a much easier time staying up until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning than I do waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, it doesn't, I could go to sleep.
I can do both.
Yeah, I could go to sleep at 6 o'clock at night, or I could go to sleep at 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 p.m., and I would still have trouble getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I just would. I could turn around and go to sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I could sleep until 6 p.m. No problems at all, and wake up, I mean, whatever. It's just, I don't know. It's just sort of the way I'm wired. I've always enjoyed. And, you know, I mentioned it several times. I'm a big video game guy. There's nothing.
The all-nighters, baby.
There's nothing quite like playing video games until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The only experience that's better when it comes to playing video games is those days. Two of them, okay? One, when you're a kid and there's a snow day, okay? That's number one. No better way to play video games than during a snow day.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better. Number two would be during a thunderstorm. When it gets right, like the whole room just gets dark for no reason.
Especially during the day, yeah.
Yeah, you're just sitting in your room or in the living room or whatever, and it's storming, and you can see the rain through the window, and it's dark. The clouds are out and everything. Just that, I mean, that's nice. Go pop yourself in some pizza rolls or Hot Pockets in the old microwave.
Get a can of Mountain Dew or
yes,
G Fuel
sir.
Or something like that.
Some Mountain Dew. Oh, nothing better. And just sit there and play video games.
I love Mountain Dew as the next guy, but I mean, that stuff just has so many calories.
I am a nighttime guy.
Now, do you like the regular Mountain Dew, or are you a Baja Blast
No,
kind of
I
guy?
Don't like Baja Blast at all.
You don't like Baja?
Don't like it.
Oh, my.
I don't like it.
Gosh.
I am a straight-up regular Mountain Dew guy. I am. Or Voltage.
Voltage.
Not
is nice.
Do Voltage, the blue.
Yeah, the blue.
The blue one. Yeah,
what about
I
Code
love
Red?
That. Code Red's okay.
Yeah, Code Red's okay.
It would probably be third for me. Did you try the red, white, and blue? The 4th of July Mountain Dew that came out?
I think I did once, but I can't remember the taste.
It was garbage. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
Not nearly as bad as the watermelon one that they came out with.
I haven't tried that one.
Didn't
yet.
Like it. My fiance likes it a lot. She also likes the Baja Blast a lot. She always gets Baja Blast at Taco Bell, which is a really bad problem. Whenever she goes to Taco Bell to get us food or something, and she'll order Mountain Dews, and she'll get both of us a Baja Blast, and I'm furious because I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't know why. I like the slush, the Baja Blast slushes. I like those, what? But I just don't like the actual drink itself. I don't know.
Logan, dude, you're killing me. Last week we found out the revelation that you don't like taco pizza from Casey's. Now you don't
like it. It's not that I don't like taco pizza. It's like I got to eat it within the first 5 or 10 minutes that it shows up, okay? Because after that, it gets soggy and it's gross. I'm sorry.
My goodness.
People from Iowa hate me for that, okay? Every friend I ever made in college that was from Iowa, or my family in Iowa, they despise the fact that I don't like taco pizza. The only thing that would make them hate me worse is if I didn't like Made Right or Ranch, which I love both.
What's Made Right?
Made Right is it's a food place. In Iowa.
Okay, that's why I don't know. Yeah.
They make the best pork tenderloins you will ever eat in your entire life. Sloppy Joe's, they're phenomenal. Okay. It's a big staple in the state of Iowa. You know, if you want to know if you or your family is from the state of Iowa, you have to be a fan of the majority of these things. Okay. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Casey's?
Yeah.
Culver's.
I haven't tried that yet, but yeah.
Made Right. Breakfast pizza, ranch.
That's a Midwest thing, but yeah.
Corn. And then the last one, Busch Light.
I figured corn because, you know, it's Iowa. The
yeah.
State with the, that produces the most corn. And, you know, I haven't tried Busch Light yet. Have you?
Yes.
Is it good?
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, not obviously. Like, obviously, I've had it. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I would drink it. It's probably my second or third favorite beer, I would say.
What's your first?
Michelob Ultra. Without a doubt. Not even close.
I got a buddy of mine that goes to school in Rolla, and he like loves Michelob Ultra. He'll get like 24 packs of them, drink them once every weekend, or once a month, twice a month, or whatever. And I'm glad you didn't say Bud Light, because I've tried that.
Ugh, it's gross. God. I don't like it.
God, I hate
it. I don't
Bud
like
Light.
Bud Light no. at all. I don't like Miller Light either.
Yeah.
At all.
I need to try. I need to expand my horizons when it comes to
Coors Light's good.
Coors Light?
I drink Coors Light would be in my top three. And then, you know, try some other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like a Blue Moon or Boulevard, which Boulevard is based in Kansas City.
They had a lot of those at Kansas City.
It's a huge
City.
Thing
yeah.
in Kansas City. So I drink, Boulevard's big. I like Boulevard. I'm not a big IPA guy. I don't like dark beers.
Yeah.
Like, I've got fair buddies enough. That love, like, Guinness. I can't stand
nah.
it. It's too dark. I don't like it.
But yeah, what's that beer? I totally forgot what you said. Iowa, what's the beer that everyone drinks?
Busch Light.
Busch Light, thank you.
Yep.
I'll have to try that. Not That's in the it. Car. Obviously.
No, just, obviously not. No.
Yeah. But no, if I'm going to get hammered, I want to enjoy the taste of it. Like, I'll either just go straight to shots like Fireball or Jägermeister or Washington Apples. But if not, then I'll just go to like hard seltzers like Mike's or...
I like Mike's.
The
Mike's
new Bud Light seltzers or the Truly's.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the seltzers either.
Of the Bud Light seltzers?
Of any of the seltzers. I just don't...
They're okay.
I'm not a big fan of them. I yeah. feel like I'm drinking like a... Oh, what's that called? Like a sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like a LaCroix or something.
Oh,
I just
God,
don't like
I hate
it.
Those.
I don't like it at all.
Because there's no flavor. Well, the sparkling waters, there's no flavor in them. I don't care what anybody says. There is zero flavor in those things.
Right.
Like, whenever I see a sparkling water beverage and it says, like, strawberries, whatever, I'm thinking, oh, this thing's going to taste like, you know, strawberries or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Wrong.
Wrong.
You drink it, you feel like the carbonated water with, like, 1% of a strawberry flavor.
Yeah.
God, I hate those things. Where the hell did we get into this rabbit hole from? I asked you a question about whether you prefer daytime or nighttime. I don't know where we went with it.
It's just how it happens.
Yeah,
man.
That's
just how the podcast works.
That's just how the rookies work. But no, I'd go with nighttime as well because, you know, honestly, dude, there's nothing more tranquil than being out at night, like, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., wherever. Obviously, for your case, in my case as well, playing video games, obviously. But at times, I kind of just find myself just going outside and kind of just, like, looking up at the stars. And there's just sometimes complete silence. It is peaceful. It is inner tranquil. It is... It gets me this zen that I just... desire so much where you feel at peace. You really do. Like, no one's doing anything. Everyone else is probably sleeping, except me, of course. Nothing's going on. You're not at work. You're not having to think about, you know, what you're going to do the next day. That's for whenever you wake up. It's so peaceful. I love the nighttime. Hell, whenever I was driving back for a short spiel on Highway 13, you know what I'm talking about, Highway 13, that infamous highway you go through between here to Clinton, and then you got to go down 49 to get to Kansas
yep.
City.
I take it all the way home.
For about 2 to 3 times during that trip, for about 5 minutes or whatever, I would just turn off my music, roll my windows down, and just unwind. Let my mind just evade me. Be an outer body experience.
Get you some inner tranquility.
Yes, inner tranquility. And it was like a half moon as well, but it was still very, very bright. So, like, it was lighting up the cornfields or the rivers, like the Truman River. It was so beautiful. Gosh. Is it nighttime already?
Nope, 1:30.
Yeah, it's only 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Enough of the tranquility. Let's get to yours. What do you got, Logan?
All right. So, for mine, I decided to give you multiple options, okay?
Oh,
more
no.
than just two. Now,
multiple choice Mondays.
It's you've got there's five here that I'm going to give you. You can choose two of them.
Okay.
Okay. So pick two of these.
Oh,
would
man.
You rather attend number one, an NCAA basketball national championship, a college football playoff national championship, World Series Game 7, NBA Finals Game 7, or Super Bowl. You can pick two.
Okay. One of them would be World Series Game 7 with baseball. Just that many fans being in an outdoor venue. Ooh. That would be so fun to watch, though. I know this is like a dream fictional kind of scenario, but man, those tickets would be expensive. But anyway, number two, probably a national championship for basketball, because honestly, dude, not even for just like a national championship game, like if it's like a rivalry game or something, like Kansas versus Mizzou or something like that, the crowds that are there, the energy that's there, and basketball is a fast, energy-paced sport. That is almost uncomparable to the world of sports, a packed basketball game with a lot of energy from the crowd. So those would be my two options. I would go with a World Series Game 7 for baseball and then a college basketball national championship. Because, man, being in like a closed space for basketball. Now, thankfully, you didn't say hockey, because if I had to choose between that and like a hockey Game 7, I go with the hockey Game 7. But with a basketball game, it's always fast-paced. Action's always moving. The crowd's getting into it. You know, you got students chanting, you know, defense! Like, the entire crowd is doing that. You get goosebumps from hearing it that loud. The energy is off the charts. Yeah, I'd go with the World Series Game 7 and then a national basketball championship for me. What about you?
I agree with you on one of them.
Right. I think I know which one it is.
Yep. The NCAA championship for basketball. I am a basketball guy. I have, like you said, I've been to rivalry games for college basketball. I've been to Iowa-Minnesota games, Iowa-Iowa State games, and they are. They're electric. And those enclosed spaces, I mean, it's just, it's deafening. I mean, it really is. And you're so close to the action at sometimes with those now, depending on where the Final Four is being held. Right, like that year they held it at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, that was
like watching a Final Four game from like
a nosebleed seats
from like 1,500 feet away.
Yeah,
like I have to watch a college basketball game via binoculars because I'm up in the nosebleeds. That would be miserable. But yes, a college basketball national championship game. I've been to Division II games, national championship games. But I've never been to a Division I. I would love to at some point. And the second one would be a Super Bowl. For several reasons. My grandma actually went to a Super Bowl when my cousin David was playing in his second Super Bowl in 2011 with the New York Giants. She was invited and she got to go and she went to the Super Bowl and she said it, I mean, one of the best experiences of her life. I would love to do something like that. You know, because I have family that's been there and they've been to the game and they've talked about how great it is. So I would love to get my own take on it and see if it really does live up to the hype of it. And I would imagine it would. But dude, wouldn't it be sweet to see a Super Bowl halftime show live? Like there?
I never thought about that.
To be able to sit and just watch a halftime show? Like at the actual Super Bowl instead of on the TV. You know?
You're watching a game and then a concert.
Oh, so good. I can't even imagine how good, like, and some of the performances that they've had at the Super Bowl has been insane. Since Michael Jackson did it in 1993, it's been, you can't imagine all the people. They've had Travis Tritt, Tanya Tucker, Clint Black has done it. Diana Ross, the Blues Brothers, Boyz II Men did the Super Bowl. Of course, like Phil Collins has done the Super Bowl. Aerosmith, U2, Janet Jackson, Paul McCartney. Some of the greatest artists ever have done. I mean, Bruno Mars did the Super Bowl. Come on.
The Weeknd did it last year.
The Weeknd, yeah, of course, obviously. My boy JT, Justin Timberlake, done himself a Super Bowl. I'm excited to see who's doing the Super Bowl this year. I have who I would like to do it. It's a little out there. A lot of people would say, like, why? But I would love to see Brendan Urie and Panic at the Disco perform the halftime show. If you have never listened to Panic at the Disco or Brendan Urie, their lead the lead singer of the band, live, I encourage you to. Okay, they have an album out. They have a live album from a concert on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, whatever. It's on there, the entire album. It is so good. He is the best live performer alive today, okay? I'm just letting you know. People may disagree with me. He is a tremendous vocalist. I've had people say, like, Bruno Mars is a better vocalist. Bruno Mars is the second best vocalist on the planet behind Brendan Urie.
Isn't this the artist that had the hits like Shut Up and Dance With Me and...
No. Panic at the Disco is like I Write Sins, Not Tragedies, okay. High Hopes.
High Hopes, yeah. I like that song.
So, yeah, it's so good. I absolutely love it. Death of a Bachelor. God, I could go on. I could literally just name every song from their albums. I mean, I'm a weird music dude. I am. I love rap music, but I also love, like, Panic at the Disco. I love, like, Travis Tritt and Merle Haggard. I love, like...
You're multifaceted.
Ben Platt and, like, musicals. Ben Rector is one of my favorite artists, so I'm a weird dude when it comes to music, but that's just, you know, growing up, being in choir and in musicals, and growing up in a small town in the Midwest where, like, country music's a big thing, and... But I became a fan, living that close to Kansas City, like rap music has influences as well. And it's just, it's a weird, and of course, pop music is so popular. You know, that's sort of why it's called what it's called. I don't know. It's just one of those things, but I love Brendan Urie and Panic at the Disco, and I would love to see them perform a Super Bowl because I think they would absolutely kill it.
Yeah. I don't have like a favorite artist right now. I mean, I guess Imagine Dragons would be my favorite band. I listen to their music regularly, but I mean, like, artist-wise, I don't have one.
Can you imagine me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to finish that.
Stop. Before you finish that sentence, we've ever finished this episode of the podcast. This has been the Wednesday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast, the first one on Spotify. Hope you guys found us well, and hopefully you'll stay around as well. Logan, always a pleasure, my man. We'll do it tomorrow, and of course, remember tomorrow... Therapy Session Thursday. You got what you want to talk about?
Not yet, no.
Good. That makes two of us because I don't know either. I do not know either. Logan, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
For Logan Weber, I'm Matthew Rizzo. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.